T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More cities and states are banning stores from going cashless. New Jersey has passed such legislation. New York City Council is considering it. Bloomberg's Krista Gumelik is on our newsline. Krista, why this push against cashless stores?
That's right. Well, we're kind of seeing a rise in the number of restaurants and stores that are going cashless. In other words, they're requiring that customers pay, you know, with a credit card, a debit card, or another type of mobile payment. And so I think lawmakers, here in New York and elsewhere, are concerned about what that means for people who are underbanked or unbanked. So people who don't have access to bank accounts or for whatever reason still rely on alternative financial services like payday loans. People that are underbanked or unbanked, if stores go cashless, they might not have a way to buy goods and services. And I think that's really scary for a lot of lawmakers.
On the flip side, why are so many stores and restaurants looking to go cashless? What's in it for them?
Yeah, people that are going cashless are saying that, you know, taking only electronic payments saves employees the time it takes to collect and count and store and transport money. Theft, physical theft, is less likely. Customers also typically move faster through checkout lines. If they don't have to count out their cash and the employee behind the register doesn't have to count out the change, they say that saves time.
Now, some other countries have already gone cashless for the most part, right? How do they cater to low-income people who may not have access to credit?
Yeah, India is a great example of that. They've really been promoting digital payments there, even though, you know, a lot of their population is a bit poorer. Sweden is kind of the extreme you hear thrown around a lot. They've gone almost completely cashless. I think one of the statistics we stumbled upon when we were reporting out this story is that something like only 25% of Swedes paid in cash at least once back in 2017. That's crazy.
Sure is. All right, Krista, thanks for the update. Interesting story from Bloomberg's Krista Gumelik.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.